Internet, social media, texting. I personally love the digital age from a business perspective. The DocLove brand is all over the world because of the era we live in. Instant communication without borders is great for companies all over the planet, but it's not so hot for keeping Ms. Right. Now, before we go further, this chapter is not going to be about me giving you a blanket statement telling you to abandon all forms of digital communication. That would be counterproductive because used right, digital can be an asset to you. For example, you can use digital tools to help you meet her. There are dating sites all over the place, and if you're comfortable with online dating, and more people are these days, it can be an efficient way to meet Ms. Right. Where you have to be careful is not to kill mystery and challenge. When I first wrote this book decades ago, there were payphones on every corner, and it wasn't so easy to get a hold of people or find them like it is today. The guys following the first editions of the system found it simpler to disappear because they didn't have a digital shadow following them around. Now you can text, tweet, share status updates, and send each other 6-second videos. Who knows where technology is going? When I was a kid, we used to read the comic strip Dick Tracy, where they talked through special wristwatches, and now Samsung has made that a reality. What used to seem impossible is now here. What hasn't changed after all these years is human nature, and the fact that Ms. Right still wants mystery and challenge. If you deluge her in digital communications, then you can't perform mystery and challenge. And it doesn't even have to be you personally doing it. You can refuse to tweet her, not accept her friend request, and keep your texts limited, but still have her find out a ton about you if you've put a lot out there. I didn't advise you guys not to have a Facebook account because I'm against Facebook or any other social media, but because of the potential it has to eliminate mystery and challenge. Same with texting, tweeting, or anything else that lives forever in the digital sea. Yes, I said lives forever. That selfie you took with three bikini models spraying beer on you in the background is now somewhere on some computer forever if you are insane enough to post that photo. Heck, it didn't even have to be you doing the photo or you posting it. It could have been a friend that takes a photo of you partying and then they post it. Same result. It's there forever. Listen, I'm not telling you to be paranoid. Just aware that now what you do or say can get around the world in an instant, and you have to be ever mindful of your reputation and how much is out there about you. You never know when you'll meet Ms. Right and how she'll react to seeing or reading about you via Googling your name or even doing a background check online, which are inexpensive to do these days. If concerned, you might want to Google online reputation management for more. Another aspect I touched on at the beginning of this chapter was instant communication. Just because you can easily talk to her several times a day doesn't mean you should. First of all, she can't see your body language on a text or a tweet, so it's easy for her to misinterpret what you say. And second, just because we live in this era doesn't mean she doesn't want you to spoon-feed yourself. That was true decades ago and will be true decades from now. Just because she has a smartphone on her wrist doesn't mean she wants to hear from you every minute and a half, in spite of what she might say. Keep it simple, guys. You still disappear between dates in the first 60 days. If she texts you that she had a fun time, thank her, tell her that you had a good time, and leave it at that. If she persists, then be polite, but tell her that you have a very busy day. Your instinct will be to keep the conversation going because of your own high interest level, but don't fall into the trap. Keep communication to a minimum. If she's talking about a date you have coming up, again, be polite, but tell her that you're busy, but are looking forward to talking to her in person. The point is to let her know via your actions that you won't be instantly communicating with her, that she has got to wait for you to see her in person, unlike every other turkey she's got waiting in the wings that can hardly wait to give himself carpal tunnel to lower her interest level. Plus, do you really want to fall into the trap of tweeting, texting, and sharing status updates every hour on the hour for 40 years of marriage? If you don't start the habit in the first 60 days of dating, then you won't have worn-out thumbs as a 10th wedding anniversary present. If you go to my blog at DocLoveDatingTipsForGuys.com and click the You Changed My Life category, you'll see a story from January 16, 2014 of the woman that was driven nuts while dating her now husband, who was not texting between dates. She told him that it made him seem secure and mysterious. Bingo. Listen, guys, I know I can't possibly cover every digital encounter you might have with her in this chapter, and that you might have additional questions. So feel free to call my radio show on Thursdays, or if you want to talk privately, you can order phone coaching. The radio show and phone coaching links are both at DocLove.com. The key is to understand that the digital tools at your disposal are just that. Tools for you to use in your quest to meet and keep Ms. Wright. Use them right, and they can help. Use them wrong, and they can destroy your chances with her.